A common objection you may hear from the field as it relates to the SPF device may be, the technology and data that supports the device are too old. Prior to responding, it's important to understand why the physician may be presenting this as an objection. Does he or she not trust you, or is just trying to see how you react? Do we know if clinical data is important in this physician's ordering criteria, or if he or she is just throwing it out as a smokescreen? If you receive this objection in the field, you may respond with something like this. Doctor, I appreciate you being honest with me regarding your concern with the technology and data. If I were you, I would certainly want to ensure the technology I'm prescribing is effective and that the device has relevant, quality data to support it. Can you help me understand where this concern may be coming from? What about the technology or data that supports it is most important to you? How does the science behind the technology and the data that supports it influence your treatment recommendations for your patients? After asking various clarifying questions, you determine the timing of the published data is a true concern. You may respond with something like this. While there isn't brand new data to further demonstrate the safety and efficacy of the devices, various preclinical publications and clinical studies have been performed to demonstrate the basic science of the technology and the consistent clinical outcomes of the device. Preclinical research has demonstrated direct current stimulation enhances the expression of important natural growth factors, including BMP2, BMP6, and BMP7, which are proven to aid in the bone healing process. The direct current technology is the only constant and controlled stimulation technology, delivering precise treatment to the fusion site, allowing patients to receive direct treatment continuously for optimal bone growth and repair, and was recommended by the North American Spine Society, NASS, in 2016 to improve posterolateral fusion outcomes. Over the years, 6 high-quality clinical studies have been performed, which demonstrate proven, statistically significant outcomes, particularly in patients with specific risk factors. Zimmer Biomet is also the original bone growth and spinal fusion stimulator company, backed by strong preclinical research and quality clinical evidence that demonstrate the safety and efficacy of its technologies and products. It has over 40 years of clinical experience treating and improving the lives of spinal fusion patients. It is the only company with 2 stimulation technologies, that is, direct current and capacitive coupling, for use in the spine, both of which were recommended by the North American Spine Society in 2016, based on the statistically significant results demonstrated in the clinical research papers available. What are your thoughts on what I just shared? Have I addressed your concern?